Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And I think our breaker actually probably just flipped here in the studio, Mark, if you want to go and take a look. I don't know if you know
how to get
down there. Yeah, but I think one of the breakers has flipped here. So 855-450-FREE, but we are still on the air thanks to our handy battery backup units. Anyway, so last hour we were talking about the consent of the governed, and the Declaration of Independence mentions this. It's one of the important factors. Government has to have the consent of the governed for it to be legitimate, and I'm just curious, who consents? Is there anybody listening who would consent to this? Who would consent to somebody taking, I don't know, 60% of their income, 40% of their income every single year, and then spending it on whatever measures they wanted to, whether it be warmongering or you name whichever government program you dislike? Do you consent? And at what point would you stop consenting if you do consent? Are you one of those people? 855-450-FREE is the number here. 17%, according to the Rasmussen survey here that was just done recently. It's a national phone survey where they asked U.S. voters, likely U.S. voters, if they think the federal government has the consent of the governed, and 17% said they do. 69% says the government does not have consent, 14% undecided. But there's more. First off, the 17% number is the lowest number they have measured in the history of doing this poll. So they've been doing the poll a number of times.
That's ominous.
Well, it sounds like good news to me. I'm glad people are withdrawing their consent. Perhaps it's no surprise voters feel this way, since only 8% believe the average member of Congress listens to his or her constituents.
8% of the average voters. 8%
That's right.
Of the average voters believe that their congressman listens to them. Who are these idiots that believe that their congressperson listens
to
them?
8%? Well, that was my question before you just walked back in here after flipping the power back on, and thank you for that. But that was my question, is are you, those of you listening, are you that 17% that consents? Who is it that's consenting to this government, besides government workers? Look, I know you guys consent.
And that's
it. Wouldn't that be about right? Like, how many people work for the government? It's a few million, right? Several million people.
I couldn't tell you.
I've heard the feds are the largest employer in America.
I've heard if you count all government employees, municipal, state, and federal, and you count all companies that have contracts with the government.
Right, then you go above 50%, right?
That have some kind of business, basically contract, you know, make some kind of money from the government and their employees, then you've got something over 50%. To me, that seems it's kind of pushing it as far as, because there's a lot of disaffected government workers that don't believe government is very efficient at all.
And I'm sure there's plenty of contractors that don't like the government, but they'll take their money if they can.
Absolutely.
Get it. So 8% saying that the average member of Congress listens to his or her constituents more than to their party leaders. That, too, is the lowest level measured to date. 84% think the average congressman listens to party leaders more than the voters they represent. Now, voter approval of the job Congress is doing has fallen to a new low for the second month in a row. Only 6% now rate Congress's performance as good or excellent. So only 6%.
Congress always takes it on the chin. It's one of those things that Congress is always never going to get credit for anything good that's going on. Certainly their number will go up. But when you compare the president's rating versus the Congress's rating, the president is always higher because there's a face. There's something for someone to connect with. And, it's a really low number, but I also, everybody thinks that Congress is full of, bad people.
Now, I don't know what defines the political class here. I bet they're going to let me look this up if I want to. But 55% of them, when you start breaking down what they consider different classes of people, then the numbers change a bit. So people in the political class, 55% of them believe the government has the consent of the governed.
So it's 55 versus
17%.
17.
Well, actually, no, because 17% is overall for everybody, but 55% when you break it down to the political class say that the government has consent.
So if you were to remove the political class, it's hard to say what it would go down
actually,
to.
Actually, no, it's not, because those would be the mainstream voters, and 77% of those disagree. So when it's...
Well, what about that agree?
It doesn't mention that here, okay. So that's a good...
So 69% disagree that the government has lost its consent, is that right?
Correct.
No, they disagree that the government has consent. So they disagree the government has consent, which is bad for the government, and that's 77 versus 69?
Correct. So when you take out the political class, it changes that 69% to 77%.
So if you were to assume that just that the number of does would stay the same and that you would just add the numbers from the one column to the other, then you would take an additional 8 and say that
you'd be down to about 10%.
9% of voters.
About 1 in 10.
Of the average people, not political class, average people would 9%. Man, that's stunning.
Just let's go. Let's call it
1 in 10 think that the government has the consent of the people.
Right.
Man, that is really something. And I mean, you know, everybody's angry and no one will do anything.
So also, by the way, they have asked a question regarding this debt ceiling agreement from Congress where they raised the debt ceiling just recently.
Yeah.
22% of voters nationwide approve of that new law, while 53% disapprove. The majority of voters also disapproved of how both sides handled the debt debate. So it sounds like people are seeing, look, the average person is looking at this and they're saying, look, we know the problem is both sides, that it's not just the Republicans
or Democrats.
This
is what I was hoping. If you remember, this is what I kind of hoped for initially. You know, this has been a couple of years, but I said that, look, the American people are going through an incredibly unusual time frame. They went from an all-Republican Washington from 2000, was it 2000 to 2006? And then an all-Democrat Washington from 2008 to 2010. And they're going to have to deal with that in their mind, both of these parties doing the same stuff. None of them changing anything. They changed the rhetoric, but that's it. And how are they going to, you know, deal with that in their minds? And I'm really interested in the Tea Party obviously is an offshoot of this to some extent, but, you know, now they have to deal with the Tea Party's now just been co-opted by the Republicans. I mean, it really, I can't see any difference. One might say that the Tea Party is conservatives that really believe in fiscal conservatism, but they also believe in social conservatism. I don't think that that's what the Tea Party folks really got into. I don't know. I mean, when you see how the Tea Party folks vote in Washington, they vote for the military. And you're not, and I'm not saying that the military is the biggest problem as far as the budget goes. The biggest problem is really Medicare, Medicaid's, and probably not even Medicaid. It's Medicare and Social Security. These are the two disastrous things that are out there. And yes, those problems need to be addressed, but if you're going to address those problems, you really need to give somewhere. If you're not willing to give on military funding, you're not willing to give on tax increases, you're not willing to give in any way, shape, or form, you're not going to get what you want to get.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. So are you one of those who consents? I just want to know. I mean, God, there's got to be somebody out there who doesn't work for the government, who is consenting. Somebody who says, yes, this is exactly what I want. This is maybe it's not perfectly what I want, but I would say it's majority of what I think is a government should be doing, and I consent. This
so
is
you're
great.
Asking for one of the 1 out of 10 people, the people that don't work for the government but do consent to the government?
Yeah, they
I
must
don't
be
think
out
there's,
there.
Okay, first off, you have to figure out how many people did they talk to that had a language barrier? Mm-hmm. How many people weren't paying attention and just said, yeah, whatever? Mm-hmm. You know, so when you start taking those numbers out, you have a very small percentage of the population that it says, heck yeah, those folks in Washington, D.C., they're doing exactly what I want. I love them. Nobody says that. I mean, they all hate Washington, D.C., but they don't know what to do about it.
That's right. That's the ultimate question is, when will these people who are so frustrated finally decide to take action and do something about their frustrations? And I don't mean violently. I mean peacefully, of course. 1-855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-3733. Coming up, an ice cream crackdown.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. And the toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com, and you can grab archives. We've got a whole bunch of them there going all the way back to late 2006. And it's all free for you over at freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. I do some of my show prep from there. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
So we continue. Coming up, an ice cream crackdown. We'll explain what that's all about. This time it's not against a little kid. But let's first talk to Jeremy in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, this morning I went out to my car. I moved it. In Providence, Rhode Island, they don't have any overnight street parking.
Okay.
They don't allow it. They'll give you a ticket.
Where does your car go at night?
That's a good question. I guess that's going to driveway or a lot.
Okay.
So I'm dating a girl in Providence, and I went over, and I parked my car in the driveway overnight. And in the morning, I moved it out so other people who live in that household could get their vehicle out. And I put it on the street, and I didn't realize they had 2-hour street parking during the day.
Hmm.
Mind you, this is basically suburbs. In this section.
So, wait a minute. There's no signage to indicate 2-hour parking?
There's one sign, and it's on the other end of the street.
Right. This is the thing about parking, is I feel like you have to really live in a particular area. And I'm not even talking about a city, mm-hmm. but just an area to understand what the parking rules are. They try to put them on one of these signs, and it's really difficult to know. Arrows point one way, they point the other. You don't know what the hell they're talking about. Not everybody. There's so many signs in our lives, we don't see any of them. How do you know what to do?
I couldn't figure it out when I was in Toronto, when Julia and I were there a few years ago. I could not figure out the parking situation there.
We got a ticket.
Yeah, we ended up getting ticketed for it.
But one has to ask oneself, a parking ticket is a non-moving violation, generally only enforced inside the borders of the whatever municipality it is that you're dealing with. So why pay a parking ticket? If you get a parking ticket in Toronto and you have no intention of returning, what's the problem? What's happened to you since leaving Toronto?
If you do go, they'll boot your car and...
In your case, you're going to Providence on a regular basis to see a girlfriend, and that makes you, you could get booted. But if you're not going to get booted, I got a parking ticket in Washington, D.C. one time. I didn't pay it because why would you pay a parking ticket in some other municipality? It was, by the way, a $100 parking ticket.
Jeremy, that's what it is in New York City.
It's nuts.
What is it that happened? You got this ticket, so go ahead.
Well, I got it, and I had nothing. I had nothing scheduled in the morning. I wasn't intending to do this, but I said it was for $20, which isn't a whole lot, but it's enough. Someone came up and took $20 out of my wallet. I wouldn't be too happy with that person. So they have a paying address that you can go to, to pay in person. And it doesn't specify any terms of payment. So I went to my bank, and I got $18 in pennies. And $2 in nickels.
And I put these it into in rolls? These are rolled pennies?
These were rolled.
Okay.
They were rolled. So I went there in person, and I waited in line, and it came up. And they got the glass window in between, and you can only slide a little bit into a little area to slide underneath the window. And I start putting the pennies down, the rolls of pennies down. And the government worker there, she started off immediately, oh, we can't take pennies. So I promise, it's real U.S. money. It's not fake. It's legal tender.
Mm-hmm.
And she, no, you have to write your name and address. So I went over, I started doing it, and I realized it was absurd to try to write my name and address on rolls of pennies.
That's the purpose of it.
So I got back in line. I'm sorry?
That's the purpose of it. They want to, they don't really care whether they get the pennies or not, I don't think. I think it's that they don't want you protesting. They don't want you to be able to say, this is a bad idea, and so they're pulling your teeth.
They want you to obey.
Yeah. You obey and smile about it.
Right. Do as we tell you, and then we'll let you give us the pennies.
Well, so I went back in line because I was going to cut back and mess up other people's days who were just going to pay. And the supervisor came out. Middle-aged man came out and, are you the gentleman paying with pennies? Yes. Can you help me? They said they won't take my pennies, but they are real. There's definitely $20 here. They're all rolled. Oh, well, we can't take pennies.
Yeah.
Now, when I had went in, they have a police officer because it's a municipal building and the cops are there. And
so wait, let me see if I can follow this. First, they won't take pennies. Then they will take the pennies if you write your address on them. Then they won't take pennies.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And when I went in there, when I first entered the building, they got the metal detector and there's an actual cop.
Where is
this? And they're a big fat cop. Providence, Rhode Island.
I know, but what office is this that has a metal detector?
It's called the municipal judicial building or something like that. They got the Providence, the traffic court,
so court
in there and everything.
Okay, so it's a court building. Got it.
Yes, but okay. It's a mixed, multi-purpose building.
Understood.
And it's, you know, this big fat cop. I mean, God knows why he even has. I mean, he's got a gun and a badge. It's glorified security.
Mm-hmm.
So he had said that they'll only take $10 worth, and other people have tried it before. And I said, oh, well, I'm just here to pay my fine. So when the gentleman, the supervisor, came out and he was explaining, well, we can't take this, I said, well, this is what I have. I didn't start this morning off planning to have money extorted off of me. But since you guys are demanding I pay this or you'll steal my car, this is what I have. Well, you have to bring it to a bank. I said, well, I don't have an account with any of the banks. They won't do business with me. Well, you don't have one with Citizens. He started listing off names of banks. I said, no. Well, how do you pay bills? He said, I do MoneyGram. But, I'm not choosing this interaction. You guys are forcing me to interact with you. I didn't enter in and say, I want to enter into a contract and pay the city of Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of see the disdain behind it. So he said, well, we don't accept pennies here, and
wow.
Went back in and hid away. So I went back in line, and I went up, when it was my turn, I went up to the window, and I just started taking rolls of pennies and putting them on the desk and in the window.
Now, was this the same clerk or a different one?
Same clerk.
Okay.
And she's, well, we can't take those. I said, well, I'm just trying to pay. Here you go. You can take them.
Did you use the term legal tender at any point? I just wonder. That would be the thing that would kind of trump it. Look, the people in your business, the government business, say that this money is good for all debts, foreign and domestic, or whatever they say.
Public and private.
Public and private is what they say.
Here's where it gets interesting, though. They say a fine isn't debt. Oh, yeah, government was their euphemism.
God, they'll say anything.
Yeah.
So you actually did try saying that, and that's what their response was?
If I don't know the debt to you, I'm leaving and not giving you any money.
There's more from there. That's
I know, so stick with us, Jeremy. We will bring you back here, and you can tell us about it. There was actually an activist recently who went down to the local building because they wouldn't take a debit card for, like, car registration or something like that, some sort of fine. And so he went and got pennies instead, went and paid with pennies. They didn't have any problem with it here. More coming up, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a 1-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier 1-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a 1-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Do head over there, get interactive. You can enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
The Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-size 40-caliber pistols in the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those are used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy stainless steel slide with a Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You could see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. That's Ruger.com.
As we continue here, Jeremy is on the line in Rhode Island and was recently visiting his girlfriend there, got a parking ticket, went down to pay the ticket, and brought pennies with him, brought rolled pennies. So it wasn't like he just dumped a whole bunch of pennies out in front of this bureaucrat. They were rolled up, and he had $18 in pennies and a few bucks in, I think, nickels as well, $2 in nickels. And they refused to take it from him. He then talked to some sort of a supervisor who also refused to take it, though at one point they were going to take it if you write his name and address on the rolls, which is a very difficult thing to do because, well, it's hard to write on something that's round. And so they know that's a hassle, and they want you to jump through their hoops before they'll take the legal tender that you're offering them, which the federal government has said that this money is supposed to be used for paying any debt, public or private. And Jeremy, you're back with us here. You had gone back up to the window where the same clerk had said no, she wasn't going to take it, and denied that this was a debt.
Well, she didn't deny it was a debt. But
okay,
from what I've read online, there's some argument that fines are not a debt, and therefore you can't, you know, legal tender laws don't apply.
My response to that would be, if they actually tried telling me that, which you're saying they didn't, but if they actually tried that, you're saying I don't owe this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I try to say it's legal tender, I assure you. It's really U.S. currency. It's not fake.
Right. Who in their right mind would want to counterfeit pennies? I mean, you'd be out of your mind to do something like that because it costs more.
Who'd want to do that over $20?
Right. It's 4 cents.
Can you imagine what they would do to somebody, how much they would ruin their life if they did that?
I couldn't even. It's insane.
It costs more to make a penny than the actual value of the penny.
4 cents to make a penny, and I think it's 2.5 cents worth of stuff in it, or something like that.
Right, you'd be insane to try to counterfeit a penny. It's just not even financially viable.
I guess what they're afraid of is that I would give them a roll with one end a penny, and the other end a penny, and then the other with like a rod of iron.
Sand. the rod of iron would be worth more than the penny, the 48 pennies that you would fill it up with.
Or you could short them a penny. You could give them rolls that have one fewer penny.
They have, this is it. The only, right, you could, one fewer pennies.
Right.
The only thing it's about is compliance. Well, you need to comply, and you need to do it in a fashion that we find acceptable.
Right.
And with that argument, I mean, you could write them a check that doesn't have any money attached to it, you know what I mean? And then at that point in time, they go after you for the money that you still owe them. Mm-hmm. They couldn't do that with the pennies when they take it to the bank to get counted?
Oh, they definitely would. That's the thing. I mean, that's the absurdity of it.
Well, okay, so what's the rest of the story?
Well, so I just started putting them on the counter, and what I kind of felt when talking to them, there's a lack of eye contact with bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to make eye contact with people when you're ashamed of what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, and the gentleman who had said, "Oh, we can only take $10." He's the front guard sort of thing, and so I just started putting them on the counter, and I'm like, "Well, I'm paying. I'm trying to pay this. I don't want to have my car stolen." And then the supervisor came out, blew right past me, walked over to the guard, and from about 20 feet away, "Hey," and he said his name. "Yeah, escort this guy out of here."
Jeez.
It was almost like I was in a nightclub. That's what I felt like. Like I was in a nightclub or something, and I was being way, like I was out of control or something, and it was like, "Hey, bouncer, get this punk out of here."
You are out of control. You're not being obedient like everybody else that comes in there. Everybody else does exactly as they're told.
Yeah, but they don't even act professional about it. He didn't even ask me to leave. That's mm-hmm. what gets me. Immediate first response was get the cop with the gun and get him to escort me out of there. But, well, I said, "Well, there's no need to use force here. I have not been asked to leave." You know, I just like a little bit of clarification. As I'm walking towards the door, I'd like some clarification. Can I, because he said, "I told you it won't take more than $10. I said, "Oh, you supervisor guy, can I pay $10? Because I'll pay $10, or I'll pay half right now. I got $10 if you'll take $10 in coin." And the cop gentleman was, "Oh, he doesn't have to answer your question." Well, I owe this. So you guys deem that I owe this to you. I'm trying to pay. I need to know this so I can pay.
Yeah, you pay $10 in pennies today and then pay $10 the next time you come in.
Right, which I would be okay with. You know, I wouldn't be okay with it, but I would do it.
And so what did they say?
"Well, he doesn't have to answer your questions. Get out of here."
Wow.
"Yeah,
so
you have to leave." So I said, "Well, hey, I'm just trying to pay." "No, you're being a punk." I said, "I'm not being a punk. This is, you guys are extorting money from me. I'm trying to pay it. Look, you got to leave." This is as we're walking towards the
Incredible.
Door.
Incredible.
Okay. And he goes, and what he said was, hold on a second here. He goes,
Now, this is the supervisor or the guard that you're talking to at this point?
This is the guard.
Got it. Just making sure.
He goes, "You know, because you're being ignorant right now." I'm like, "I'm not being ignorant. You guys are the ones forcing me to pay you money or else you'll steal my car. You know, get out of here. Just shut up or I'll arrest you." I said, "On what?"
Man.
He goes, "Disorderly conduct."
Of course.
Of course it is. What else could it be?
Disorderly conduct, making an appearance again.
Right, so you're disorderly because you're coming and trying to pay the bill in a form of legal tender.
Yes.
That's disorderly conduct.
So when he said disorderly conduct, I was pretty much at the door pushing it open. And I said, I turned around and I went, "Whoa, disorderly conduct? Really?
And
you're going to contempt a cop? That's what you're going to use? You're going to use that trumped up charge?" And he goes, "Get the flip out of my building."
Yeah, man. Now, you didn't have any rolling video on any of this, did you?
No, but depending on if I have time tomorrow. See, I got 14 days to pay this. Or
try every day.
So, there's another activist in Rhode Island. And we're
there's one more, is there? That's good to know.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I might be able to get my other friend to go, but there's
right. So you were alone too when you did this, right? So there was nobody else to see you do this except whoever happened to be at that office at that time.
Yes, whatever. It's funny too because I was like the black sheep to the other people paying. They were just going up and paying and thank you.
Oh yeah, this is exactly how it is. This is the slave on slave violence, the surf on surf violence that's out there. Is look, man. I'm waiting in line behind you. Just pay your bill and let me get up to the counter.
They don't appreciate it.
They don't appreciate it. And, I kind of think that the penny thing is dead.
Which makes you wonder what would happen. If Jeremy was arrested for disorderly conduct and it turned into a misdemeanor and was able to go to, a jury trial, how many on that jury would be upset at Jeremy for trying to pay in pennies?
Yep. The cop said it's disorderly. It must be disorderly. Let's go.
Jeremy, let us know what happens, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
When you did this, you paid your property tax in dollar bills one time. You brought pizza for everybody who was behind you, which I thought was really, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
At the very least, they'll have the opportunity to talk to you in a civil fashion. You're offering them pizza, so it's hard for them to say, you're just a jerk.
Right. It's not like I didn't know I would be inconveniencing people at that time.
Bringing pizzas was a really great idea, in my opinion, and it definitely softened the situation for them.
But they didn't balk here in Keene at the dollars. They counted them. And when Sean went in to pay with pennies, they didn't balk at that either. They just took the pennies and they did it. They did balk at the fact that I was recording video at the time, and the lady behind the desk was upset. She said, she didn't give me permission to do that. And I said, well, that's okay. You don't need to. And I said, you could leave your, she made some other comment about not wanting to be recorded. I said, well, you don't have to work at this job.
Yeah, you can leave the vision of my, I can only stand right here. You can get out of the vision of this camera anytime you want.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Kettler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Kettler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Kettler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Kettler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, weapons fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon. Those links will take you to Amazon, and when you go through those affiliate links, you'll find out. Well, you won't find out, but because they don't indicate it anywhere. But it's basically, it sets a cookie on your machine that tells Amazon where you came from, that you came through our link, and then Amazon cuts us a percentage of their profits when you make the sale. So go and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you want at great Amazon prices with free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. They even sell used, though, so if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can frequently do a used option. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
Have you ever wondered how they could possibly fix the deficit crisis that's going on in Washington? Jeff Maron, a Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. Go see the video and several others of our favorites at learnliberty.org/FTL. The video is only a minute long, but he lays it right out for you. learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. learnliberty.org/FTL.
So, it, of course, is 2011. It is the free. We're here in the Free State Project. We all moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to bring like-minded, liberty-oriented people all into the same place. We could get active, achieve liberty in our lifetime.
Learn more at freestateproject.org.
Right. And the reason I bring that up is because we just had Jeremy on the line in Rhode Island, who was telling us about how he went to pay a parking ticket and wanted to pay in pennies and got this big hassle with the bureaucrats, and they ultimately, after several conversations, refused to allow him to pay this parking ticket
in legal tender.
With legal tender.
And, it's crazy.
And what I wanted to point out was that Sean, who's been on the show with us in the past, he came into town one day with the intention of paying some sort of, I don't know if it was car registration or what it was. It was some sort of mandatory fee thing that he had to pay. And he was upset because he had already tried to go and pay it, and they told him no because he was trying to pay with a debit card. And so this is government, so, you know, they'll take cash and a check. It's kind of like the court, you know, you can't fax them something. You've got to take it down physically or use the mail. These people are stuck in 1973.
And they don't have any reason to move forward because they have no competition.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't operate like the marketplace does. They don't. The customer service isn't on their list.
So he was upset about that, and so as a result, he was just going to pay with a debit card and be done with it. But so instead of that, because they refused that, he then went to the bank and he got pennies out, rolled pennies, and went down try to pay for this with pennies. But before he went down there, he sent out a Porcupine 411. And this is the voicemail system that we have here, where you leave a message, and then it gets shot out to hundreds of people that subscribe to receive these things. So people all around New Hampshire are subscribed, and some even outside of New Hampshire, just to kind of keep in touch with what's going on here. People are subscribed to Porcupine 411. And so it's the middle of the day. I don't know, maybe like 1 in the afternoon or something like that. A lot of people are working. It's not the best time to get activists to just come out. But he leaves this Pork 411 saying he's going to go and pay this fine in pennies in downtown Keene, and he was going to do it in about 15 minutes. So 15 minutes notice is what people were given, and two people were able to show up within that period of time. So I came out, and there was another guy that I saw downtown, and I told him what was going on, and he came over as well. So you had a response of a couple activists within a 15-minute time frame on something that honestly wasn't an emergency or really a critical thing at all. Like, you know, this isn't the most important. It's not like he was getting arrested.
This was years ago, too?
No, this was like maybe a week and a half ago.
Okay.
This is very recent. And similarly, another activist was being arrested about a week ago, and Rich Paul was being arrested at downtown Keene, and he sent out a Keene 411, which is a text messaging system. It's kind of similar. And three activists showed up, again, within probably about 5 to 10 minutes.
And saved his butt. I mean, he had...
Yeah. He had a gun.
In New Hampshire, you could open carry a weapon without a problem. And
but you don't want that to get in the hands of the police, because then it's a hassle to get it back. Or
he had some kind of backpack, and who knows what was in the backpack. He managed to convince them not even to search it, right?
That's right. So, again, kudos to the Keene police in that particular case.
They didn't break any laws, and kudos to Rich Paul for thinking on his feet, and kudos to the activists for setting up things like the Porcupine 411. And this is the difference between New Hampshire today and other places today. New Hampshire certainly has a long way to go as far as becoming the free state.
Yes.
But hundreds of liberty activists have moved here and done lots of things to kind of pick us up and move us towards liberty. And this is one of the advantages.
Yeah, I think Porcupine 411, Keene 411, and mailtojail.com are three of the most useful activist tools that are out there. In fact, people are realizing how useful Pork 411 is. There was a guy down in, I think it was John Bush, actually, down in Austin, who's one of the more active folks down that way. There's a fairly good amount of activists down in the Austin area in Texas, and he said that they want to use the Porcupine 411 system down there, and the guy that created Pork 411 is offering it to other areas. So if you've got activists in your area and you think these tools would be useful, there's no reason why you can't duplicate them. There's no reason why you can't try to do this stuff in your area. I just think it makes more sense to get the heck out of there and, you know, move up to where other people are of like mind in the same location. We've got new people moving in here. I mean, we just had somebody new move in last week into the Keene area. There's always new folks showing up in Manchester. I was asked by JJ today to do an interview for Free Keene TV and asked, you know, if for people that are perhaps watching this or in this case listening to us, and they're considering moving to Keene, you know, why is it that they should be here now rather than later? Why should they move to Keene if they're still on the fence about, you know, whether or not they should move to New Hampshire / Keene, whatever? For me, it doesn't matter whether you move to Keene or not. It's getting to New Hampshire that's really the ultimate ultimate importance to me. But basically, you know, my answer was, well, I mean, what do you want? Do you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime? Or do you want to be comfortable where you've put down roots and, you know, be with your family and friends where you are? It's fine if that's what you want. But if you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime, you've got to get together with other people that are thinking like you. How likely is it that there's going to be an influx of activists where you live? How many new activists have moved in to your area within the last 6 months?
Right. Well, it's really disheartening. There are activists around the United States, liberty activists, trying to do things in different areas in different ways, and they're you know, mostly spinning their wheels. They may be organizing well, but they're not getting much done. And you know, I support them in what they're doing, but at some point or another, what they're going to find for themselves is this is really hard. And I've gotten nowhere in X amount of years. And you know, that one, you know, one would ask, you know, many hands make light work. One would ask, you know, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to change your life?
Well, I actually went out today, Many Hands Make Light Work. Michelle Seven, who's our Friday night co-host, she wants to get some petitions signed about the idea of getting rid of car registration fees, making them voluntary, actually making car registration itself voluntary. So it's a pretty radical petition proposal, right, to completely voluntarize the entire registration system. I went out and I hit the streets today, and I got 20 signatures within 50 minutes. I mean, that's not too shabby for petition signatures. So, and for the most part, most people, my approach was, you know, do you have a moment? As I was walking down the street, I would ask people if they have a moment, because a lot of people are busy.
Do you have a clipboard?
They're going somewhere. I had a clipboard.
Always have a clipboard if you're doing petitioning.
Sure.
It has that look important.
Yeah. Or makes you look like a petitioner. And so a lot of people did stop for me. Obviously, some people were on their way to a job or a meeting or something like that, in which case they said no, and that's fine. But of those people who did have a moment, the majority of them went ahead and they signed this petition. There was only one guy who actually said that he didn't want to sign it because he wasn't so sure about this idea of not having registration. You know, he wanted to make sure that everybody was somehow in a database with information about who drives what, which I think is a legitimate concern. And I didn't want to take the time to, you know, get into some sort of a discussion with him about...
You were there to get signatures.
Right, how the market could supply this, etc. I was just there to get the signatures, and I don't want to bother people and you know, make it so they have to spend more time than is absolutely necessary with me. But I was really pleased because Michelle was talking about how she had been getting a positive response. But Michelle, you know, she's an attractive lady, and I felt like, well, I was going to have a more difficult time than Michelle. But no, it really was no problem at all. People were overwhelmingly supportive of this. There were a few folks that said no, that they did not want to sign. I didn't bother to ask them why. I was like, okay. I went ahead and moved along, and there were some people, of course, that didn't live in New Hampshire, and they, you know, they couldn't sign either because of that. But otherwise, for the people that lived in New Hampshire, that almost, I would say, 60-70% were signing this.
I mean, good numbers
support the idea of getting rid of car registration fees and making it voluntary just to even register your car in the first place. Now, I don't know how many of them comprehended that portion of it, but they certainly like the idea of getting rid of the taxes. So, I mean, that's a pretty radical proposal. More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Ice cream crackdown on the way in Chicago. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live. Over here.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.